Good morning.
Good morning,
and welcome to First Congregational Church. Whoever you are and wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. I don't know about you, but if you come here on a regular basis, do you feel a little discombobulated? And you all know my fear of heights, right? Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Happy Mother's Day to those who celebrate. And for those of you who are sad today, know of our prayers for you and with you. A couple of things. First of all, this past Tuesday, we hosted the Hampton Association right here at First Congregational Church. We had 45 people here for a talk on Tuesday night. We are in Fellowship Hall. I asked a couple of people to come and help. All of a sudden, there was a small army of people helping, and you made us look fantastic. So thank you all who were able to come and help do that. And thanks for those who came to hear the talk. Whether or not you agreed with it, maybe it's not something we necessarily needed to hear. Could be, couldn't be. We don't know. Time will tell. And we talked about different types of things. What happens? Like, what do we look at 5 years down the road? What do we look at 10 years down the road? And what are some options that are before us? So we looked at those things as well. This Thursday, I'm going to switch microphones. Downstairs in what we now call the lower level of First Congregational Church. It's not the basement anymore. It's the lower level. What is it? The lower level. Sounds much nicer, doesn't it? But that's where our thrift shop will have its grand reopening. And I have to tell you that I'm coming out here because I went down to see Dorothy and Tina to look around yesterday, and what did I find? This jacket. And it fits perfectly, and there are many wonderful things in our thrift shop. So, please, don't be afraid to get down there. Are we open next door? Not today. Okay, we're going to be moving things and getting out of the building over there and bringing everything downstairs. You'd think, oh, the lower level. Everyone has worked so hard to make that look so nice. It really is. It's nice and bright. It smells nice. Everything's good. Beautiful carpeting on the floors. And it'll be wonderful. So make sure that you get a chance. If you have things at home that you no longer need, but others might, bring them on in, and we'll take care of that. Does anyone else have an announcement this morning, Tina? Dorothy. Sorry, you're much issues us.
Just a reminder that next Sunday is the Food Pantry Sunday. They're asking for pasta and pasta sauce this month, but anything that you would like to donate would be very much appreciated. You can just leave it right outside the door here on the right. Thanks.
Thanks, Dorothy. The last thing, announcement that I have for us today is that on May 31st, it's a joint service with Southwick here, but it's also, I don't know if you can stand the excitement, pancakes with the pastor. All right? So we're going to have a pancake breakfast. Greg Hamill's on board. He might need some help. I'm looking at Koreans and just to see. So Greg Hamill's going to lead that charge for us. If he needs help, he'll ask you, or he'll have me reach out. Anyone else? Going once? Going twice? Oh, yes.
There will be a new Thunderbirds Cove this Wednesday in the weekly, announcement that comes out. They are moving on, and they are still offering discounted tickets for their one, hopefully two home games that are coming this coming week. So look, next week. So look in your weekly newsletter. It'll have a little QR code if you choose to go.
All right. Go Seabirds. What? Do we know what the, is that me? That could be this. I don't know. Let's take a deep breath in. Exhale. Let us worship God.
Gather us in, O God.
Amidst the fire and storm, make us whole.
Bring us into your presence, Holy One.
From suffering and pain, save us.
Shelter us in your loving arms, precious Lord.
On the high of life, guide us.
Make us your disciples, Great Spirit.
As we worship this day, lead us home.
Please join us in the opening hymn, Praise the Lord, His Glory Show, number 24 in the Blue Hymnal.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
first reading is from the 17th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, where I will begin with the 22nd verse. Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely spiritual you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship is unknown. This I proclaim to you: the God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all peoples to inhabit the whole earth. And he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps fumble about for him and find him. Though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we too are his offspring.' Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading taken from Psalm 66. "I will enter your house with burnt offerings and will pay you my vows, which I promised with my lips and spoke with my mouth when I was in trouble.
I will offer you sacrifices of fat beasts with the smoke of rams. I will give you oxen and goats.
Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what the Lord has done for me, the one whom I called out with my mouth and whose praise was on my tongue.
If I had found evil in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me.
But in truth, God has heard me and has attended to the voice of my prayer.
Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer, nor withheld steadfast love from me."
A reading from the first letter of Peter, where I shall begin in the third chapter with the 13th verse. "Now, who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Maintain a good conscience so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, and which a few, that is, eight lives, were saved through water. In baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you. Not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
And our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the Gospel of John, where I will begin in the 14th chapter with the 15th verse. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides in you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Tis a gift to be free, tis a gift.
birthday to all who celebrate. It is the one thing that we all have in common. Everyone has or had a mother, either biological, adopted, step, or someone who filled the role of mother. Well, some mothers were wonderful, others were not. For some, this is a joyful day. For others, it is filled with pain and hurt. We hold you in our prayers today. For others, it is a day to honor our mothers who are still with us, and for those who are mothers, to be honored. Throughout the sacred scriptures, parents were to be honored. The commandment, honor thy father and mother, was written to remind offspring of their responsibility to care for their parents in their old age. Apparently, seniors were forgotten or ignored. So this commandment was given to ensure their care. It was also important for people to remember to provide for those who were orphaned or in some cases abandoned by their parents. Now, depending on your own Christian denomination or how you were raised, what traditions you come from, Jesus' own relationship with his mother, Mary, is held on some level of distinction. While tradition tells us that Joseph passed away even before Jesus' public ministry, we can only gather that Jesus treated his own mother with love and respect. In Southwick, some of us have been watching The Chosen. In the episode we saw this past Thursday, it portrayed Mary of Nazareth, Jesus' mother, as visiting Jesus and the disciples during one of the mass healing episodes that we read about in the Gospels. When all had been healed, it showed the human Jesus as exhausted, covered in sweat and the blood of others, and hardly able to walk. And I was moved to tears to see Mary go to her son to wash his feet, his hands, and his face. You see, we all need someone to help us, someone to take care of us and to be with us. In today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles that Deb so beautifully read for us, Paul tells those gathered, we are God's offspring. And in the reading from the Gospel, Jesus tells his disciples, I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. When Jesus left the disciples in death, there was a huge void, much like how we feel when we lose someone we love. But there are times, too, when we feel like orphans, but as God's offspring, we know that we are not alone. God is with us when we reach out, however it is we envision God. For some, God is Father, while for others, God is Mother. Some use these interchangeably, while others simply see God as Creator, Sovereign, King, Maker of the stars, etc. And these are all perfectly acceptable as we recognize ourselves as offspring. Again, Jesus tells us that we will not be left orphaned. God sent the Holy Spirit to the disciples to fill them with zeal to proclaim the good news. And all of us will celebrate this in 2 weeks. So here's our little assignment before Pentecost. Let's see if we can't find our own zeal. We cannot leave one another orphans. We are called to love God and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Jesus was very specific about our call to care for our neighbors. In his day, people who tried to live on their own found it very difficult. Those who worked, prayed, and played in community tended to do better. If we look around our church today, we can see for ourselves that we're not orphaned. When we gather together to pray, to break open the word, break bread in communion or any other meal, and support each other, we remind ourselves that our people, our friends, our family, our church community is here with us, and we are truly not orphaned. The musical theater buff in me couldn't resist this one, but can it appear that it's a hard knock life for us? It's from Annie, by the way. And at times, yes, it can be, it looks like it's a hard knock life, doesn't it? But let us turn to God, and let us turn to our spiritual community for support as we call upon the Holy Spirit to make us anew. May it be so. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we're ever mindful of our prayer list, people who have asked for our prayers, people we want to remember in prayer. As we do each week, we pray for the needs of our world. We pray for peace to be everywhere, for an end to violence, and we pray for world leaders. We pray for our country. And we pray for our country's leaders and for our local areas and those who lead us, be it in Massachusetts, Connecticut, or whatever, wherever we live, in our local communities. And we pray for our church. And if you're visiting, we pray for your church too. And for church leaders. And as always, we remember those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you.
Also with you.
Please pray with me. On this day, we honor those who have mothered us and cared for us. For some, this will be a birth mother, and we may wish to express our grateful thanks. We pray that our lives may reflect the love they have shown us. For others, it will be the women who raised us, who were our mothers in childhood, an adopted mother, older sister, aunt, grandmother, stepmother, or someone else. We may wish to express our thanks for those women who held us and fed us, who cared for us and kissed away our pain. We pray that our lives may reflect the love they have shown us. We pray for older mothers whose children are grown. Grant them joy and satisfaction in how their children's lives unfold. We pray for those with adult children, but whose lives are still shaped by their children's needs and cares. Grant them strength, patience, and wisdom. We pray for new mothers experiencing changes they could not predict. Grant them rest and peace and confidence as the days unfold. We pray for pregnant women who will soon be mothers. Grant them patience and good counsel in the coming months. We pray for mothers who face the demands of single parenthood. Grant them strength and wisdom. We pray for mothers who enjoy financial abundance. Grant them time to share with their families. We pray for mothers who are raising their children in poverty. Grant them relief and justice. We pray for the challenge of blended families and those who take on care of others' children. Grant them patience, and understanding, and love. And we pray for mothers who are separated from their children. Grant them faith and hope. We pray for mothers in marriages that are in crisis. Grant them support and insight. We pray for mothers who have lost children through illness or death comes too soon. Grant them comfort that their children are held in divine embrace. We pray for mothers in developing countries who die in childbirth due to inadequate maternal health care and whose children die too young. Grant them generosity may abound, that money will be released for resources and to attract skilled personnel who can support women and children. We pray for mothers who have terminated pregnancies. Grant them healing and peace. And we pray for women who gave up their children for adoption. Grant them peace and comfort that the children will be held in good care. We pray for adoptive mothers. Grant them joy and gratitude for the gift of life entrusted to them. We pray for girls and women who think about being mothers. Grant them wisdom and discernment. We pray for women who desperately want or wanted to be mothers. Grant them grace in their particular often private sense of loss and grief. And we pray for all women who have assumed the mother's role in a child's life. Grant them joy in the appreciation of others. And we pray for those people present who are grieving the loss of their mother in the past year. Grant them comfort and confidence that loving continues in how we live our lives. All this we pray, dear Lord, in your name. Amen. My friend, friends, we are called to be more than hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well. Let us fulfill this calling by sharing God's love and concern with the world. With this, our morning offering will now be received.
Thank you.
washers of our baptism. In gratitude and thanksgiving, we return these gifts to you now, that they may bring hope and light to a world in need. Amen.